Hey, Plambry listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. What's up, my degenerates? Welcome back to another episode of Plambry Uncut. We're here with Big Rhea.
Big Rhea in town.
Big Rhea.
Guys, this is my first podcast. Which camera do I look at?
You can look wherever your heart desires. Actually, don't look at the cameras. Look at us.
I'm looking right deep into your
eyes. If you want to be comfortable, let's look in eyes.
The cameras aren't here.
I feel very...
This is just a chill sesh where we're drinking mimitas.
Cheers.
And Grace is drinking water.
Yeah.
Cheers, Grace, too.
Thank you.
Yes. Never leave you out, baby girl.
Thank you guys for having me. I was actually really excited. This is all I thought about all week leading up to it.
No, Rhea came busting in the doors and was like, your guys' energy is not it. You guys aren't, I need
it
more.
Like, sulking into the chair.
Well, Grace is upset about fighting and I ate a lot of food. And when Grace is in a bad mood, it's kind of hard to be, it's like you gotta tiptoe around it.
Big Rhea's here though.
I know.
Big Rhea's here.
And the party's here.
Yeah. Hey, no, I'm feeling a lot better now.
Really? Are you? Is that fake?
Yeah,
I mean, feels fake.
I still got this thing about the fight.
It's, no, it's okay. Don't think about it for the next however long you guys record. Don't think about it.
Yes, it's about it's about whatever you want it to be about, Grace. It's about happy love.
But Big Rhea's here.
Yeah, Big Rhea's here.
Yeah. Where did Big Rhea come from?
She gave it to herself.
Last summer, I started calling myself Big Rhea.
Hey, Big Rhea.
I was feeling good, and I started calling myself Big Rhea, and Brie just caught on to it.
I can't stop.
And she can't stop calling me Big Rhea.
I went to text her last night and I was typing in Big Rhea and that's not even her contact.
No,
my phone.
But you should change it to that.
I'll change it right now.
Thank you.
So you said you were feeling good as Big Rhea. So when you're not feeling that great, are you Little Rhea?
I'm Little Rhea.
Little Rhea.
Little Rhea.
Yeah. I cut it all down. But yeah, last summer I was having a lot of fun. I was like, Big Rhea's in the mix.
What about this summer? No fun?
Lots of fun this summer too.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But I
haven't seen you since last summer.
I know. You kind of went away.
No.
Or we all went away.
You guys like have like your friend group, you know? It's hard to it's hard to infiltrate it.
No, please, I actually know what happened. You stay in Hoboken and we stay in the city.
I love going out in Hoboken and you guys love going out in the city, and trying to get you guys to go out in Hoboken is like, oh my god, it's like foreign land.
I'm trying to get you out in New York, same thing.
I don't really catch the invites.
Oh shit.
It's okay.
We're gonna fix that.
No, it's okay. You guys, I see your friend group. I said, good for them. It'd be nice to be invited. But no, we were kind of kicked to the curb. That's okay.
Oh, no way, Jose. Come on. Don't turn that narrative
on. No, I'm kidding. No, okay. I'm kidding.
Good. Yeah. So what? You just moved into a new place?
Wait, yeah, I actually haven't talked about that.
Do you
that's
want
fine
to?
Though. I can. Ooh, you know what?
This is the G episode. This is gossip.
Yeah, I guess that's fine. I wasn't gonna talk about it publicly, but you guys are so warm and inviting.
No, we're not inviting you anywhere.
I feel like people probably will catch on eventually.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Like, why not just say it? But yeah, I live with my boyfriend now. Which is very nice and lovely and great.
It's nice and lovely.
Yes, it's beautiful.
So we did the opposite.
Yeah.
I was living with my boyfriend and then I split it up and you were living without your boyfriend and you put it together.
Yes.
So we're on two separate pages.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. But you like the page you're on.
I love the page I'm on.
I love the page I'm on.
I couldn't feel better about the page I'm on.
Okay, good.
So I had this realization the other week in which my, Fran and Noah, chicks in the office team.
Your squad, girl gang?
Yeah. Devin wasn't there when I talked about this, but I would like to know her thoughts as well. I had this realization where I was like, wow, you know what? You know how they say that your brain doesn't fully develop until you're 25?
Oh, yeah.
I think mine fully developed
because
I turned 25.
Bazinga, yeah.
Yeah, I turned 25 this summer. And like, damn, everything's so clear,
wait,
you know?
Really?
Everything's so clear. It might be because I stopped smoking weed 3 months ago.
Ooh,
wait, really?
Cold I haven't turkey? Smoked weed in 3 months.
Wow.
Crazy.
Big Rhea.
I know. Isn't
so you're
that nuts?
A big weed smoker.
I smoked 20 million times a day. I used to, Gia knows,
was high as a kite.
Every day, I used to wake up and immediately smoke. Then I would like get ready. And as I was walking out the door to go to work, I would smoke. Then at work, I would go into wherever I could find to smoke at work.
It was concerning.
Then I would go, and then I would go home and immediately smoke. I would smoke before I ate anything. I would smoke before I went in the shower. I would smoke before I went to bed. And I started to realize that I did not need that because I was really I realized I was really happy when I was not high. Like when so I started smoking less and less. And then finally, I just stopped all around. Like I probably will I'm nothing against it. Obviously, I used to smoke all the time. I probably will, like, for fun, maybe if somebody's, like, we're out and, like, someone has it, whatever. But I have
take a puff for old
yeah, time, I have not in 3 months have taken even the slightest puff.
Were you right feeling here. Stupid?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great accomplishment.
Thank you.
Like, when you were smoking every day, all day, were you feeling dumb?
It wasn't like I was feeling dumb. I just feel like I was living in a cloud for years. And then finally was like, oh, I wasn't thinking straight at all. I didn't know what I actually liked in life or anything like that. And now I feel like I couldn't be more clear. So I chalked that up to me turning 25 because my brain was fully developed. And then Fran and Noah were like, well, what if it's just like the life choices you've been making? And
maybe
I said,
it is.
Huh, you guys got a point. Well, maybe the clear head is because I'm no longer living in a daze.
Yes. A lighthearted intervention.
Yes, very, very lighthearted. Well, but everyone's happy about it. My family's very happy about it.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're
like they loved Stoner Rhea.
No.
But they're happy for you.
No, they're just like, that's great. Like, our child doesn't need to smoke 24/7 anymore. Like, that's awesome. And then they'll be like, Marty, thank you so much. Like,
oh, they love Marty.
Yeah, love. They're like, thank you so much. Like, you really got her out of that.
She's good. Well, I said it on this podcast before, I would only smoke weed when I was super depressed. So I think maybe you were just super sad.
I think, well, I talked like a couple, not last year. Last year I was awesome, but the year before that I was like, there was a period of time where I was like really
I don't even know
down all the time. No, and nobody did. Everyone was like, it was, I was just not myself.
And then Wednesday Adams.
Yeah. And then I did shrooms.
Yeah. Mm.
And that completely changed my life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, you sound like Bryce Hall. We had him on the podcast.
Bryce Hall verbatim said the same thing.
Verbatim.
Bryce Hall, Bryce Hall. Big Rhea. No, it completely, like, all of a sudden, boom. Everything made sense to me.
I remember
and
this.
And ever since then, I've been great.
I would agree with that, too. Shrooms, Bryce Hall's right. They change your life.
It just, like, really helps with that whole anxiety
thing. It helps to bring it all to the front of your head, and then you like, understand what your conscious wants.
I remember we did it a couple times. We did it together, but not, like, fully.
Yeah.
And then I went to California, did a bunch of shrooms, and on the plane ride home, I turned to Fran, and I was like, I just, like, let her have it all. And she was like, I know. She was like, we've just been waiting. We've been waiting for this moment. And then since then, new person.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Thanks.
And you happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
And you thriving?
I'm thriving.
And you're gorgeous.
Like, you. Thanks. You turned a leaf, too.
I did, I think you've been glowing
lately.
And
when Grace said it to me, I was
even
like,
though you were really
waiting.
Sad when I walked in.
Well, dude, it's the fight thing is crazy in my head. But I did have almost the same realization. It's like, fuck, this shit's bad. Like, sometimes you got to make it good.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to make a little change.
You got to make a little change.
Yeah, fine tune.
Yeah, fine tune.
You don't have to be 25 for it either.
No.
You did it before
I'm
25.
Real close, though. 24.
Yeah.
People forget.
Well, that's exciting to turn 25 now.
Well, it was like the 24 to 25 was like the best year of my life, I would say.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What a treat.
That's exciting. And now, ever since I turned 25, still great.
Wow.
Great stuff happened.
I needed to hear that.
Yeah. That's
huge. Gee, I do. I feel like you need some motivation.
I do.
I feel like this whole group needs some motivation. I feel like I'm coming in like that annoying mentor, like the
Gary Vee. Yeah,
guys, don't worry. Once you turn 25.
It's all good from here.
It's like a punch in the face. You just feel
so much better.
I was like, my brain like fully developed. And then they were like, well, don't you feel like it was like 95% already developed? I'm like, that 5% though really kicked in. That 5% really did me well.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad for you.
Thanks.
I hope that happens to me one day.
I think it will.
Maybe
so
when
too.
We turn 24, Brie.
Oh yeah. So I'm almost there. June. Maybe that'll
guys,
be my
I think
big
you
debut.
Got it, all right?
You think so?
I think you have it.
I go through waves and the winter's here.
Oh, winter's awful. Tough. We gotta head to Florida.
South. Yeah.
We gotta make
we gotta
trips.
Run south. Absolutely.
I know. I see Gia there.
Do you get sad in the winter?
I don't know anymore. I used to get sad in the winter, last winter I was great. I sound so fucking annoying. People are probably like, shut this girl up.
Shut this happy bitch.
She's really happy.
Yeah, like, cool.
Yeah.
No, but I really was not at one point. Like, I really was like the most miserable person on earth.
Yeah, Wednesday Adams.
Yeah, yeah, like totally awful. Like everything about me was just, I had black hair, I had white stripes in the front. Like, you could see when I was going through
see
it.
See the pain in your
just
eyes.
All, it actually like, goes based off of my hair color. Like I dyed my hair black with white stripes.
Yeah.
Then it was just black. And then like it was brown. And you know, it's slowly started to change.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah. Anytime a girl dyes their hair black, you know they're going through it.
Something.
And
going
here's
on.
The thing that I met a girl who was like, my friend really wants me to apologize to you for this comment she left on your picture when you dyed your hair black. And she showed me the comment, and I was like, the sad thing is she was right.
What did she say?
It was something like, this is all, like, just really shitting on it. And I was like, she wasn't wrong, though.
This
like,
is awful.
She was onto something. She knew before I knew that I was going through something.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? I look back, and I'm like, yeah, this was awful. Not to you, from some of my
you
stuff,
You could say
too.
It to me, too.
I liked your skunk hair.
Like, you don't have to say
but
that.
But I did. Thank I you. Like weird hair,
It was
though.
In.
Yeah.
It was in.
It was in, but it was concerning.
It was trendy setter. It
was, like, yeah. You go from having blonde hair to all of a sudden this girl just dyed her hair black. Like, is anybody going to check on me?
No. Yeah, you need to be checked on. Our Hannah back there, she dyed her hair once and then got a hamster black. Mm. Not a black hamster. She dyed her
it
hair
doesn't
black.
Matter what color the hamster was, Brianna.
Yes, all hamsters. We love all colors of hamster. Yeah. But she dyed her hair black and went through the same thing.
Yeah, I dyed my hair black and got a dog.
Yeah. Mm. How is that dog? You love gave him up.
No, I didn't. Oh, oh my God. I can't. Everyone thinks I gave. He is a family dog now.
Wait, okay. Rhea, tell the story about how he's like a oh. mystical being.
Yes. So, first of all, Norman lives with my family.
Yes.
On Long Island, mm-hmm. and he couldn't be happier. Okay. Like this dog.
More space.
Morsi's got land.
Quiet.
He goes to Florida with them because they go to Florida for half their year. He goes to Florida. He loves it. He is living. Norman is the center of my family. Yes. It's all they care about. He's so everyone. Big Rhea. He's okay.
Yeah.
He is big Rhea. In dog,
dog yeah.
But my sister went to a psychic last week, and the psychic was like, "Who's Norman?" And my sister was like, "Oh, it was my sister's dog. It's now our family dog." Like whole thing. The psychic did not need to know the backstory, but besides the point, the psychic was like, "He like has a really human connection. Like he can like talk. Like he can like
speak to
interact with what? Like human spirits." And
he's a medium.
Here's the thing. You've been around Norman and you've always been like, this dog, something, he's awkward.
Yeah.
Like,
he's always like this.
Yeah. That's, I'm like, whoa. That's the exact face he makes. He has such human tendencies that.
You get uncomfortable around the dog.
It's but he's like, so
there's
cute.
Awkward a dog, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So he's so fucking cute and so lovable and like, but just has these really weird human tendencies where he will make that face like he's like.
He's like, what do I say right now?
Yeah. Like it's strange, but apparently he talks to the dead.
That is a crazy thing to go to a psychic and that's what they yeah. give you.
I think she was like trying to figure out things about her life, but thank you.
I would totally love my money back.
Yeah, your dog is a psychic. Yeah. I don't know about that.
He's special.
That's crazy. Have you ever been to a psychic?
Oh, I've been to a bunch of them.
Do you believe in them?
Psychic mediums, yes. What? Not. I don't know how like straight up psychics, but psychic mediums are like people who talk to people who have passed.
Okay.
And they really know a lot. It's like really crazy what they'll come up
with.
Anything
but, crazy happen to you?
Not like one time I had a crush on this kid and no. the medium was like, your grandma, and like said the initials and everything. Your grandma said, not for you. Like it was really bizarre. And like,
oh, your grandma said that crush.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
do
grandma
it.
Said not for you. Mm. Cause my grandma knew the person too.
Oh, no
like
way.
It was really weird. And then it was, I haven't gone in years because now I just don't want to know. But my sister has gone to a bunch and my sister was fighting with my mom once about, she was using jarred sauce once. This is such an Italian thing. And my sister, like, was really yelling at her, like, it's so embarrassing using jarred sauce, whatever. And the psychic said to my sister, like, tell your mom to stop using the jarred sauce. Like, grandma wants her to stop using the jarred sauce. Like, it was
what
really
the
bizarre.
Hell?
Yeah, it was really,
did
like.
Did you go to an Italian psychic?
Stop with the sauce.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a psychic, Grace? Oh, Grace is down.
I've been looking for this. If you watched the fucking last 30 minutes back, I'm, like, going like this trying to find this. Have I been to a psychic? No, yeah. We got our auras read once, though. Oh, I have been to a psychic, but I lied. So
you
my
can
mom
lie to them.
So my mom. I don't know why I did this. I thought I was tricking them so that they could. I don't know. Anyways, my mom took me to one for my birthday one year. I think I was like 13 or something.
Okay,
and they're like, I'm getting a sense you're really good at math. I'm like, yes.
No, I'm not.
And so everything
we
after that.
We
called
them
out on their shit.
Needs math last week.
Such and special needs math.
And maybe she meant like you're really, it was one or the other.
No, she was like, you're really good at math. And I'm like, yes. She goes, and like something like, you are very athletic. And I was like, yes. And these are all not true.
Did you just feel bad saying, no, you're wrong?
I think so. I always do. And then they like had
that
this
That seems
outcome.
Like a deeper problem.
Yeah.
People pleaser. Yeah. But yeah, that. So I don't know. Not very accurate for me.
No,
have you been to a psychic?
I went to one on the side of the road the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was with Joey. I was lying through my teeth, too, because I felt bad. Because it was 20 bucks.
You guys love lying.
Yeah,
trust me, I saw the clip.
Yeah.
And then I questioned everything I've ever talked about with you guys.
Love to lie.
We just like to embellish things.
Yep.
Yeah. It's fun. It's for comedic timing, you know? You just got to make some things better.
I say that all the time, too. Like, I'm just trying to make everyone
I want to make you guys enjoy the story.
But I don't lie.
Well, I don't lie. I'm not like, hey, Rhea, my grandma died. She's a big woman. She's alive. That's
like,
crazy.
You just like to like put some deep, more details in there for the story.
Yeah, okay. I just like to fabricate.
Yeah, I just really like to lie.
Yeah.
Like, I really like that outfit. I'm just kidding. Everyone go get that fucking thing.
Don't like that at
just
all.
Kidding.
You know what? I don't like it. Like, don't tell me you have to lie like that.
Yeah, that's a scary thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know with these girls.
No,
but anyways, I was lying to my psychic, and she was saying, what did she say? She was like, you've had 5 boyfriends, right? And I was like, yes. I've had 2 at the time. And, and then she started saying all these letters, and then she was like, there's an L in your life that you need to stay away from. And I tried to put so many L's into play. I don't have an L in my life.
Just one big L.
I'm an
your
L?
Life.
Oh, yeah. I just came out. I was like, LA. I got to stay away from LA.
But it
was
so you're wearing an LA.
Oh, yeah. See, I lied to her.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know if I believe in that shit, but I got to go to a good one, not the one on the side of Canal
Street.
You got
to go to a good one.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to have one on. Have you guys ever had anyone on your podcast?
We had
Teresa Caputo.
We had Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium herself. We had the medium on.
She's the one.
Yeah. She's the one you got to talk to.
Was she
the
head honcho?
No.
She was nice.
She was nice.
I feel like she would be a bitch.
Yeah. Her hair was awesome in person.
Oh, I saw her walking through.
She has witch hair.
She was like stat. I felt like if I touched her, I would get shocked.
Secrets.
It's like a wig.
No.
Toupee?
No.
Is it real?
I think she probably like washes it once a week and does it once a week and then sleeps with it. Like she sleeps like very still.
She sleeps in the coffin standing up. I
picture when she gets like a reading, like the spikes go spiky.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I think if I touch
like
her,
static.
I'm like shocked.
Yeah.
She's like a rug. But let's talk about Thanksgiving. How was everyone's Thanksgiving recap?
You blacked out the whole time.
Oh yeah, I was big trouble. Were you big trouble?
No, I didn't go out the night before Thanksgiving.
I was big trouble.
I wish I did, but I didn't.
So does your on Long Island, did they have like a Thanksgiving Eve where everyone goes?
They do, but I really am still close with 2 of my friends from high school.
Yeah.
And neither of them did anything. One of them is engaged, and that doesn't mean she's not gonna do anything, but it's not with
she's getting boned.
She's
engagement.
Yeah. But I feel like there's a couple different spots that people go to.
Yeah.
But it makes me really nervous.
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying. That's why I got so wasted when I went home.
You were so nervous you got drunk on the plane.
So I changed my flight. I was supposed to leave at 7 a.m. and be there Wednesday morning, and then so I could like pregame with all my friends and my cousin, because I'm still super close to all my friends from home, and there's like only like 20 of us, and everyone goes to the bar. This is their biggest night of the year, which is fine. It's the only fun thing to do in our town. So I'm like, fuck, I gotta gear up for this. So I wake up, I'm like, I'm not getting on a 7 a.m. flight. I'll change my flight to 6:30. So when I land from the plane, I got to go straight to the bar. So I drink 6 glasses of wine before the plane. I didn't eat anything. And then I bought like one of those like mini bottles before, and I put it in my backpack, drank it on the plane.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I was like,
bottle of liquor?
No, wine.
Okay.
You really can handle it.
She can drink like a beast.
Yeah. So I saw the clip where you were talking about how you are a walking blackout. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when we went out last year in the summer and I completely blacked out? It was like maybe the second time in my life that I completely blacked out, and you completely blacked out, but I was texting her like, because she seemed so normal, like she was sitting like this like casually, and somebody tweeted that like like I was following you around the bar, like you were like dragging
that
me around
night,
the
I don't
bar.
Remember that night at
like
all.
Yes.
It was Hoboken. Yeah. That's why I don't go to Hoboken.
You were there too, and I was a sight to see. And then I came in. And then I came into work on that Sunday, and I was so scared because I was like, we were with a bunch of people we work with. And I was truly fucking blacked out. And Noah, my producer, was like,
oh God.
He goes, yeah, I heard some things about you. And I was like, what? what did you hear?
On the street?
And he goes, I heard you and Brianna like just kept kissing.
Oh, like, God.
Were you guys kissing?
Probably.
I think we like, were. Like, everyone was tweeting.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Like,
well, we were
like,
such holding each other up.
Yeah,
we were,
like,
we were supporting each other.
Right, like, I'm just a big, like, peck, like, I'll kiss my girls. Like, you know, I remember one night we all did Molly together and that was happening.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
yes. Yes. Yeah. Just like a big, like.
It was a big night for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like a big, like. Smooch. Give me a little smooch.
Give
like
me some love, sugar. Like,
I'll
that.
Kiss all my girlfriends, like, on the lips. But just
we
like
do
a,
that all the time.
Yeah. We know you. We, you guys do a little more than that. Yeah. Not like full on make out, but if you're watching, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a, and so, like, Noah was like, I heard you and Brianna kept kissing.
I wonder who was watching. I don't.
I was like, I don't really recall that, but probably.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's no photographic proof. Not that I'm looking
for.
Oh,
there was. Remember, we were in the kitchen.
Oh, and
in the kitchen of the bar?
Remember,
yes, I, and he was, you were peeing somewhere.
Peeing in the kitchen in the bar?
I was texting my mom from a different phone, thinking it was my sister, because I had lost my phone.
Off the DJ's phone.
And I was texting, and sending pictures of like,
us and the DJs in the kitchen,
in the kitchen, with the mic in my mouth, acting like I'm like, you know.
About to spit.
And yeah, she was like, and I'm like, sucking the mic, and my dad FaceTimed that phone and was like, get the fuck home, like, wherever you are. And I was like, bye. And I just hung up. And I was so scared the next day. Like, because I, like, just barely remembered that. But
I Ubered back to the city that night with my head out the window. Yeah. I remember I've saved in all my drafts. I kept telling the Uber, stop for a second, I gotta make a TikTok. And I was putting my head out the window, recording with the flash, and I did it like 15 times. I don't remember the bar. So yeah, I'm a walking blackout.
Yeah, because I remember texting Brianna the next day being like, listen, you have to tell me what I was doing, because I heard my nipples were out, and like Glennie Balls was like covering my shirt for me, which is like,
this is just
a nightmare. Like, everyone saw my nipples. Like, I don't remember any of it. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, fuck you.
For any of it. So that's what happened to me this weekend.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
So I went home. I drink 2 bottles of wine before I go. I land. I'm like, everyone's going to be wasted. They pre-gamed. Yeah. And I get in. Everyone's just drinking casual beers. Like, they're like totally not even buzzed. And I come to the bar blacked out. I'm like,
you came in swinging.
I came in swinging. So I'm trying not to talk too much. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want anyone to really sense this. But I'm an idiot. I just start getting vodka drinks at the bar. So I just start hammering drinks. And then I don't remember much. I went into the back room. I'm hugging. Okay, there are people like, that like aren't like normal. They're not normal people. Like, they shouldn't be able to drink. Okay, do you have like those people
went
to school with, and it's like, oh, I don't know if they're like allowed to drink.
Like, yes. Legally, yes, but they'd be a guardian.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I
like, and you would think they would learn at one point.
Yeah,
like maybe let's not.
Yeah. So I ended up hanging out with that table. And I was just these are people I'm not friends with and don't talk to. And I was sitting at the table for maybe 40 minutes. I don't know what
That's
I could
a long
have been
time.
Saying. And then I was hopping. I was like, oh, I'll talk to my friends later. I'll see them tomorrow. I was just hopping around to the whole town, talking crazy nonsense to people I haven't seen all year. I don't remember any of this. And then the next day, my friends come over after Thanksgiving. And my guy friend's like, Bree, what the fuck? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, why'd you give me those shrooms? Why'd we take so many shrooms last night? I was like, what are you talking about? I guess I gave him shrooms and I gobbled them down, and I was at the bar for 2 hours just sitting there looking like this. And I called my mom to come pick me up, and she left her phone at home. So she got there, was waiting outside for 40 minutes. I wasn't coming out. She came in the bar in her pajamas. I don't remember any of this. I found this out the next day.
It's a high school party.
Come on. Came out, was looking for me. And then she saw me and my other friend. And she was like, you two coming home with me fucking now. So she puts us in the car. I don't remember any of this. And then she tried to drop my other friend off, who's my neighbor. My friend's like, no way, Peggy, I'm coming home. My mom's like, get the fuck out. Yeah. She's like, no way, I'm coming home. So she brings us home, sits us down on the couch like we're in high school, screams at us. We sit there in silence. silence until she falls asleep. And then we bust the door down, break out, and go to my cousin's house and just like destroy it. It was so bad.
The best is doing shrooms and not remembering that you did them, because then you're not in your head about it. Yeah. So you're just having fun and you're like, oh my God, I'm having so much like, fun.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
What's going on?
And then you remember and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. It was a shock.
The last time I did shrooms was in I actually haven't done them in quite some time because of the last time I did them. Devin and I were in Florida at my parents, my grandpa's house, whatever. Yeah. And there's a clubhouse, there's a pool. It's all older people, not super old, but like around my parents' age and older. And
no young hotties like you?
No, unfortunately not.
Villa.
Yeah, no, Love Island Villa. So we were like, let's just go to the pool and do some shrooms. Why not? Because we were on a big shroom kick. We're like, it's so great, so fun.
Yeah,
all the time.
In and out of those waves.
So we're like, chocolate, shrooms, we'll go to the pool, whatever. We made the mistake of not eating before. And so we eat some pieces. And immediately I'm sitting on the lounge chair. I'm looking at Devin and I'm like, I got to get in the pool. Like, I really have to get in the pool right now. I'm going to go in. I'm going to go in the pool. Okay, so I go in the pool. Devin's looking at me. She's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I said, okay, you go to the bathroom. I see her like calling somebody on her way to the bathroom. Like, I'm like, and immediately no. Like, whatever's happening there is no. And I can't feel my legs. So I'm in the pool and I'm like, I can only feel the upper half of my body. Whatever's underwater, I can't feel at this point. And I'm freaking out. And so my parents were in the pool with us and I'm like,
do they know
you're on shrooms? We told them. I'm like, guys, I can't feel my legs.
That's
my
nice and
like,
honest.
Oh, no. Yeah. And they're like, shh, shh, because there's people around. And so I see Devin coming out of the bathroom. She's like still on the phone. She hangs up the phone. She's like, I got to get in the pool. I said, okay, get in the pool. So we're both in the pool. We both can't feel our legs. And then I go eye level with like, you know, like the concrete that surrounds the pool.
Yeah.
I go eye level with it.
Oh, she's like, eye level.
I'm like, oh my God. Like I'm now in the ground. Like I'm now, this is the, I think the most, like I've really felt the shrooms before.
Yeah.
But I think this is the most I've like hallucinated because I didn't eat before. And so I was like, what the fuck? Like everything felt so strange. Like I was like getting on the ground, like
you were
in the water.
Ant's eye view.
Yeah. And yes, I felt like I was an ant.
Yeah.
And so Devin and I are like cracking up. We're in the pool. We're cracking up. And
it's
I'm
nothing
like
nothing than the shroom giggles.
No,
nothing better.
Nothing better. Yeah, nothing but better. Then I'm like, starting to feel really sick, Devin. Like I'm really starting to feel sick. Mm-hmm. She's like, all right, maybe we need to get out of the pool because like if you
oh my God,
whatever,
if you can't feel the bottom half and you just start shitting
right
in the pool.
We're like,
oh my God,
like, I didn't know what was gonna happen. So I'm like, let's get out of the pool. So we're both off right now. Like we're like, this is funny, but something bad is gonna happen.
Yeah.
So we say to my parents, we gotta go take a walk. Like we're gonna go walk back to the house. And so we're walking back to the house. And I'm like, we see a bench and we're like, we need to sit on that bench right now.
It's so like, funny because shrooms, it's like, I got to do this. No, that's not working. I got
to
do this.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, you're trying to feel it out.
So crazy.
And everything looked so beautiful. Like it looked so fucking gorgeous, but I also felt so sick. And I was like, I'd be having a really great time right now if I didn't feel like I was going to puke. I kept saying that.
Yeah.
But we're laughing so hard too. So we sit on this bench. All of a sudden, I just start projectile vomiting everywhere. Like I am just puking, but I'm laughing so hard. This is on the side of the road. So I'm like cracking up and like puke is coming out of me. And then Devin is like, oh my God, I'm going to pee. Like she likes laughing so hard. She's going to pee. She sits down on the ground to pee. Something bites her ass.
No.
Like actually she gets like a huge bite on her ass. And
oh
so
God.
I'm puking. She has a bite on her ass. She's like crying because like something. And we were just so fucked up from these shrooms. I feel so sick. I'm like, oh my God, that made me feel a little bit better though.
Yeah.
You're like, fine. You get it.
Yeah,
you feel
get
better.
It out of your system.
And then we got to my house where my grandpa, my nono, is. And he has such a heavy Italian accent that we were like, maybe he'll make us feel normal. And he did, like talking to him, because he couldn't understand what was happening with us.
Yeah.
And we couldn't really understand him. It was perfect. We were like, we're gonna talk to him all night. And then we finally went back to the pool, and there was another woman at the pool who my parents decided they were gonna tell her that we did shrooms.
I thought you were gonna say she was on shrooms.
She goes, oh, it's no biggie. I did ayahuasca last night. You guys will be fine.
Ayahuasca last night?
And
in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah. No. West Palm Beach.
We
closed.
Found out that there was a Fort Lauderdale ayahuasca place you can go take.
Yeah,
it
seems like it's something. And then so immediately I was like, oh, she did ayahuasca last night. I'm fine.
You're good.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say she tried fucking with you guys.
No.
I'm like, this old bag.
That was not cool. No, and that was the cool. last time I did that because I was like, you know what? That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, just leave it at that.
I'm good for a little bit.
Yeah, we had a similar thing when we were at the train station. I kind of had to stop taking them because I wasn't like feeling them as much, and now I get sick every time I do them.
And then if you don't remember, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But when you remember, things can go south.
Things can go south because then you're like, oh no, I'm on drugs. Yeah.
I took shrooms a couple weekends ago and we went to Disco Lines and then we went to like the club after and I was a dancing machine. I felt like I was the best night of her life.
Like,
I was like, oh my God, I was having so much fun. I was basically alone the whole time. Just vibing the fuck out. I'm like, aren't you guys having fun? And Rihanna's like,
This is the 70s.
Yeah, I felt like I was in the 70s. Because like, have you been to Palace?
Yes.
It's kind of like 70s vibes. I'm like, this is fucking sick.
They have the worst alcohol there.
Crap.
Really? They have the worst alcohol at the Palace.
Do they?
They don't have like any normal vodka. That's just besides the point. I'm just throwing that out there. Like, they really need to.
I never get drunk at the palace.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no.
I just like never drink there for some reason.
Yeah,
because it's always a bad vibe for me.
How was your Thanksgiving?
I spent it alone. It was alone.
With the cats.
How were the cats? The cats were good. We became great friends, except I didn't. The girl cat, she kept getting raped.
The girl one.
By the boy cat.
They were fornicating. With his penis in her.
Oh.
And I had to keep pulling them off each other. And so she didn't trust me because me and the boy cat are actually really good friends. And so
you were protecting her.
I was trying to protect her, but like
but
we would
she
cuddle.
Wants it. She's a slut for him.
Yeah, that's she'll crazy. Just go by him and be like.
Weird because they're brother and sister.
She'll
but
pretend.
I feel like in Catland.
Catland,
okay.
It's fine. They're all on cool. Shroom land.
Yeah,
they're,
right.
It's just the same.
Yeah, but yeah.
How was it?
It was good. I took them out for... Okay, so Brianna has a stroller for the cats.
For transportation purposes.
Yes.
I think that's great.
It is awesome.
What, are you going to walk your cats?
I know. What the fuck?
I took them out for a walk mm-hmm. and to get coffee. And
you took him for a stroll.
I took him for a little stroll because I was fucking bored.
That was the first time they were in the stroller too. So I was like, Grace, take them out. Take them out.
Come yeah. On. And I took them out. And it's tough when someone's like, oh, you're... cats.
It's embarrassing.
A cute little cat.
You just gotta own it.
Yeah. I was like, yeah,
my cats.
I couldn't
my
own it.
These are my cats.
I'm like, yeah, they're cats. I don't know.
I know. I was walking home. I took them home from my boyfriend's house to finally bring them to mine last night. And I was walking on like First Ave, and it must have been the time where everyone's walking their children in their strollers. And like moms were like looking at me like this. Mm. One mom was like, "Excuse me for the crosswalk."
Oh,
I'm like,
my goodness.
Okay, you have your kids. I have my kids.
Yeah,
this should be all the different. Same. These are my kids.
It was funny though. I had to pick the kids up from Joey's house because he was. He doesn't want to walk the pink stroller.
That's fair.
It's so fair.
I feel like I can agree
with him
on that.
We're calling him Fruity Joe.
I love calling him Fruity Joe. And actually, we were talking about this last night. You have to be kind of gay to pull a baddie. Have you guys seen that meme?
No.
It's like the boys paint their nails, and it's like, it's for the girls. It's not for the guys. Because the guys are like, oh, that's gay. And they're like, no, it's not. This is for the girls.
You think guys are painting their nails to attract women?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I think it started off as like a self-expression thing, but I think a certain type of guy.
So you guys are attracted to boys wearing nail polish?
I would be. It means that they're
It really depends on the person.
Themselves.
Yeah.
It's like, I think they do it so it's like,
But I think now men take it as in a way of like using it because they know that women like it.
Yes. Right.
So
right.
It started off as like, yeah, I like it for myself, but now I think it's turned into
now
like,
other guys
I know
see
chicks
it and
like
they're
this.
Like, oh,
yeah.
I'm going to do that because chicks will dig it.
There's definitely the guys that just do it.
Oh, they're like comfortable in themselves. It's like, no, they're just manipulating.
Yeah.
It's like, damn,
they're all
are you
bad.
Even for the girls?
yeah, we were talking about that last night. Well, this is the G episode,
yes.
So we don't have to talk about gay, but we could talk about...
A lot of people wanted us to talk gay.
What are we going to say about gay?
I don't have much to say about gay.
We're all allies.
I feel like I'm back on because we got high.
I know.
Because of the letters.
The gay? Yeah.
And the gay.
This is a little gay.
Did and the gayness.
Did we have a gay episode?
I think we did have a gay episode.
Mm.
I think we did
gay
for G.
Woo!
We know.
Gay on.
Yeah, you have any gay family?
I don't have any gay family members.
Neither do I.
But I must.
Oh,
right?
You must, yeah.
Like, there has to be one in there.
Maybe two.
Do, but not, like, immediate.
You might have a gay
I have a
friend.
Gay cousin.
Yeah. Everyone has a gay cousin, right?
She's a lesbian.
Mm. Yeah. Are you gay?
I'm not gay.
I might be gay.
But we I don't have any. It's an Italian thing. I think everyone's just too scared to say
it. You're right. The Italian family's like, none of us are gay. What are you talking about? What is that?
I'm Italian. I'm straight.
Cody Ko and Noelle used to have a funny bit that they would do all the time. If they ever started like talking about something like a little fruity, they'd be like, I'm not fucking gay.
I'm fucking God, I'm not gay.
I'm not perverted. Gay, I'm Italian. Yeah, I'm not perverted. I'm just Italian. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Wait, where did that come from?
Like Andrew Cuomo.
He actually said that.
Yes.
He
was like, yes.
Okay.
And you always used to say that.
No, I always used to say, I'm not Italian, just perverted.
Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't know it came from fucking Andrew Cuomo until like a couple months ago. How the fuck did he get away with saying that?
He didn't. Everyone
was a headline on Fox News. That was the headline.
Everyone trashed him for so long.
I thought it came from an SNL skit. I didn't think he actually said that.
No, no. He actually was like, I'm just Italian.
Because he's gay. I'm just Italian.
I'm just Italian.
Oh, he's a pervert, right?
Yeah. I'm not a pervert. I'm just Italian.
Honestly, vibes, bro.
Because they were saying that he's like a touchy guy. And he's like, I'm not a pervert. I'm just Italian.
Well, that's why when we were kissing at the club, you probably said that.
Yeah, well, I'm just pretty free. I swear, I'm just Italian.
I'm not a pervert. I'm just Italian.
It's an Italian thing. You want to give Big Ria a kiss? I'm so Italian.
I'm Italian to gay. Come on.
This is super gay, but I made a list last year. I remember we were talking about it, and I was like, I've kissed every girl here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just like being like, hey, I'm out, my friend.
Hey, I'm gay.
Like, I've definitely kissed you. I've definitely kissed you.
I'm not kissing you on the lips.
Like, I think that makes me so not gay.
Yeah. That's a Cody Ko thing. I'm not gay. Kiss me. I'm fucking gay.
I don't even enjoy
just
it.
Just comfortable.
Yeah, you're just comfortable in the skin and those lips. Yeah. That's good. That's why you
probably paint your nails.
Yeah. That's for us. Okay, so that's probably all the gay talk we
could
do.
That's all the gay we have for today.
Do we want to talk some gossip? Do you guys have any gossip lately about people in the office?
Yeah, people wanted to know.
Huh.
We can stay away from
oh, we got some gossip. Bria's moving in with Marty.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they already moved in. That's gossip.
Yeah, I did move in.
Yeah.
That is gossip. Yeah. But I wasn't going to talk about that. But you guys, like I said.
We could start a rumor.
You really?
I love that.
Who should we start a rumor about?
Stay away from Sass.
Yeah.
We could stay away from rumors about Fran as well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She...
Oh, the
I would never even think to start a rumor about this. Well, no, like a very harmless rumor. Have you ever heard that?
Wait, Fran and Mincy?
Well, so Tommy Smoke started a rumor. Fran's going to get so mad at me. I'm already apologizing because I had to apologize when this happened. Mm-hmm. But Tommy Smoke started a rumor that Fran and Mincy were living together.
No.
And that Mincy needed a place to live. So Fran like took him in. And so Tommy would like casually throw it out to people. It was like a long standing, like, oh, like, yeah.
Casual
like,
conversation.
Like he would just throw it out like, oh, yeah, Mincy's probably going to catch an Uber with Fran.
Yeah. It's
like
oh, yeah, he's
very casual. And then Fran found out about it and was not happy.
Of
and then
she wasn't.
And then she said to me, she was like, I know Tommy's your friend and everything, but I'm really not. Like, I don't know what to say. I thought
she
it
was
funny.
Really
she was not, and she's gonna be mad that I'm not even gonna tell her we're talking
she
about.
She put out a press release. I do not live with Mincy.
Yeah, like she was like, that's not funny, and I was like, it's such a harmless rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could start a rumor totally about someone that could handle it.
Yeah.
Who could we start?
We
one
should
about?
Start one about Tommy.
Oh, Tommy.
He's the one who makes rumors.
Okay.
About
I get
everyone
so
else.
Many DMs about Tommy all the time. I love Tommy so much.
Tommy's one of the funniest people.
He
here.
Really
like,
is
for yeah. sure.
Girls
he
want
sure.
I tell to them take all their the panties time. Off for him.
And they do.
Who do you think top three panty pullers are here? I
it's
think Tommy's
shocking.
Up there.
Tommy,
Glennie,
Glenn.
Like pulls. He really pulls.
He pulls.
Have you
yeah.
seen the pulls? And he pulls like
I mean,
really pretty
yes,
girls.
I've seen the pulls.
He pulls.
I spent a lot of time with Glenn.
One time Glenn pulled me out of the section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Glenn have well, I feel like some people know this, but some people don't. Like me and Glenn have been friends for 11 years. Like we went to high school together. It wasn't like we were just acquaintances, like we were really good friends.
Yeah.
Like I was at his house like every weekend.
Did he ever pull you?
No.
Oh.
No.
We could start that rumor.
Yeah.
Ooh, we could start that rumor.
No.
No.
Rhea, I'm good on the rumors about me in this office.
Rhea moves on.
I'm really okay.
With Glennie.
I'm good. I think I've handled enough here.
Yeah, you did. It's true. We could start a rumor about me.
Yeah? Can we?
If you guys tell me what it is.
Okay.
If it's not too bad.
But that's
well, there was
fun.
A rumor that you kissed Sass.
Kelly started a rumor about me, actually. Yeah, that was absolutely
I think
out of
it
control.
Was more of a joke rather people than really a rumor, but people it. Believe it. People will believe anything.
Yeah, people will believe anything. Believe it.
That's actually what annoys me sometimes, that people just believe anything they see or read. And then, like, you can't feel... Sometimes I'm like, you know, I give up. Like, I can't feel the need to correct everything. Like, really just think whatever you want at this point. At least I know. Like, my friends know. My family knows. Yeah.
Like, on TikTok, when I'm scrolling, I believe everything. Yeah. So it's like, if someone sees a bad video about me, I'm like, well, yeah, fair. Because, like, I would believe it if I saw it, too.
Well,
I'm
see, gullible. That is why I don't believe everything. Because I've had people, like... say things about me that are just so not true.
Yeah.
But I don't have the time to go through every single one and be like, this isn't true, this isn't true, that's not true, this is true, whatever. And so that's why I'm so skeptical now about, like, I literally for a living, I talk about pop culture stories and what's happening with celebrities.
Juicy gossip.
But I'm so skeptical all the time now because I'm like, I've been on the side of things that are just like not true. And then I'm like, yeah, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt because I'm like, you really don't know everything. Like, people think they know everything, but they really don't. You know, like 2% of the story.
Some people are so convincing on those videos.
I know.
I had a funny one last night that I was like, this is just so silly. Last night, the two guys were tweeting back and forth to each other about me. And they were like, I posted this merch and they're like, I'm shocked there's no Shamrock. And the other guy was like, oh, you didn't see? She was on the rundown talking about how she's so fucking ashamed of her Irish heritage. And I'm like, I had to put those rumors to rest.
That's hilarious.
I was like, one, never been on the rundown. Why?
I've never been on the rundown either.
I bleed green, bro.
Yeah. And isn't there Shamrocks all over it? Yeah.
There is.
There's shamrocks all over it. The rosary beads are shamrocks.
Yeah, that was my intention.
There's one actual...
just silly stuff.
Guy who tweets all the time to me and Tommy saying, wow, I can't believe Rhea lost her virginity to Tommy Smokes in the Arby's parking lot. And
like
every
that.
Time he sent it, we send it to each other.
Like, just to remember.
Yep.
Now he's like starting to believe
it. And I never correct the guy. Like, I just let it fly. I'm like, that one's funny.
He's going to be like, yes.
Yeah,
you mentioned
I just mentioned it.
Tommy started that.
It's Tommy on a burner.
Yeah. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. There's so many crazy true rumors about me. Actually, with the Boa Gate, there was a lot that, like, I murder kids and, like, crazy stuff like that.
I gotta be honest. I started seeing TikToks of you and I was like, shit, I don't know what to believe anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, I think it's I know this girl, crazy. But maybe I don't.
Like, I just, like, they're so convincing. I'm like,
they
you
are.
Could totally
they
believe
are.
It. When
you
I
could literally make up
TikTok,
fucking anything. That's what pisses me. You could also Photoshop anything that people do, and that really grinds my gears. And then I'm just like, I give up.
Oh, yeah, I started a rumor once on the internet. It was so fucking stupid, but this kid I worked with at Total Threat Move, he had this idea to start a rumor that Dixie D'Amelio carries beans in her pocket.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That one really took off.
It took off.
On Facebook, right?
On Facebook. He made like a fake teacher account, and like he came up with the whole thing. His name's Bobby, and he was like, dude, I just need your help to like push this narrative. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, I saw it in a Facebook group and like all this shit. And Dixie like had to like make a statement like, I do not have beans in my pocket.
God. See, that's where I would be like, I do have beans in my pocket.
Yeah.
All the time.
I would run with the beans thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be funny. It was funny.
I like funny rumors like that.
I love
like, yeah, that one's good. Like Lea Michele can't read.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she feeds into it.
Yeah, now
funny.
She does, which is good.
Oh, wasn't she pissed at first?
She was, but she was like, I could read, and now she like she's like calling up my assistant to read this to me, which is funny.
It's pretty easy one to prove wrong.
Yeah.
You just start.
I know.
Reading.
I don't know why
she
why I'm starting to read. I'm starting to believe that she
does not know how to read.
You could have.
But also, I don't like Lea Michele.
And then you recite it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I
but
feel
isn't
like
she an actress?
Yeah, but she's
yeah, apparently
a fake.
They would read her lines
she's a
to
fake
her
ass actress.
She, yeah. Lea Michele, you want to hear what Lea Michele did?
What'd she do?
She's not that good.
Lea Michele. We had an interview with Lea
she
Michele
did
set
something
up.
To you?
We had what an we had an interview set up with Lea Michele.
Oh,
and we're gossip. Standing. It's not that huge. This is us. Uh-huh. That's Lea Michele. We get a text. Lea Michele canceled.
Oh. What?
And we're standing like this. Canceled.
Why? She didn't like the looks of you?
Probably not.
What the hell in fuck?
Canceled.
And
so
did
after
she have
that
to read a prompt.
And then after that we were like, fuck Lea Michele.
Do you have a reading challenge?
She knew you guys were going to know. No, unfortunately not, bitch. But we should start incorporating it.
Damn.
Sorry, Leah. We only have
to. Did you like say like, hey, Leah?
No, we were terrified of her.
What are the Glee fans? Gleenatics.
Gleeks.
Gleeks.
Gleeks. Oh, can you guys do that? What's that?
Oh, yeah, I can't do that. Can you do it?
No, I can't.
Wait, was somebody should give an example.
What do you mean, spit out of my tongue?
No, like, there was this gleek. One girl who used to like, run around right now? Middle school.
You can gleek?
Wait, how do I?
You just going.
No, I was afraid to actually do it.
What do you mean, spit out of your tongue?
It's like it can't. You there guys was gleeking.
This girl in middle school. She would run around and be like, I can gleek. And she would like spit in your face.
Mean. I know what you mean. I gleek, know what you mean. I do it by accident sometimes.
Oh, like squirting out of your tongue?
Yes. Can you guys squirt?
I'm not a squirter.
I don't know if you guys squirt.
No.
I had this friend in college that couldn't squirt. I don't know many people that can squirt, but
I heard it's fake, like it's pee. It's just piss.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you have to drink a lot of water beforehand. Well, you know Annie Letterman. Remember when we were with when we hung out with her in LA and she was like, I just squirted for the first time yesterday, and she was like, I can't stop talking about it.
Yes, oh, and I had a friend too who never squirted before, and then she started using a vibrator while she was having sex, and she said she's a squirt fountain, she's a water fountain.
I do that, and I'm not a water fountain.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm a water fountain other ways, but like, I'm not like.
Yeah, you're like a waterfall, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, like it's coming out.
Not that I know, but
yeah, like, honest, like Nikki, I'm a jelly.
We're making each other seem really gay right now. Like me and Brianna have dated.
I mean, started with kisses at the bar.
Yeah, but yeah, you're just a waterfall, not a water fountain. But I think it's crazy that some people can just randomly squirt.
I think it's crazy. I don't think everyone can.
I know what everyone has.
I think some people just don't have the ability.
That's like that girl that queefs on TikTok. You ever see that girl? She can queef on command.
Speaking of queefing, question for you guys. Have you ever had a, I hate the word, but I'm going to say it, like a fart just pass through your vagina, but it's not a queef?
Yeah, it goes up the crack through and it's warm.
Oh, yeah. It's like making its way.
Yeah. You can't really avoid it if you're sitting on your fart.
No, and
just well, like, say you sit on this booth, right?
Right, and it wants to come out, but the only and like you have like a little lifty space. Here, and like the only space is going to come out is like it just makes
it
its
has
way.
To come forward.
Yeah. It's an air bubble. It's like when you fart in a pool.
Yes,
the air bubble's got to
travel.
Sometimes it comes up. Yeah,
yes, it's like yes. It
have you ever been
forward.
Able to light it on fire?
You fart?
No, because I saw it on Jackass. They wanted to light
it. They lit it on fire.
I find so much more comfortable. Hey, I got so much more comfortable talking about all that stuff. You know how I used to
you
hate,
used to hate
like,
poop and farts.
Really, really hate it.
You know who loves it.
Yeah, and I know she loves it. She knows. And she knows that I hate, like, I couldn't even say the word, hear the word, whatever. I'm becoming, like, very comfortable because.
Yeah, when I used to talk about crapping, you'd be like, no crapping.
Never in my life was I able to, like, say that in front of a boy or whatever. But now I like talk about it all the time
in front of people,
like and like to Marty, like I'm
you
just
Marty
like
crap buddies.
No, like I'm just like so honest about it, and it feels so much
better.
It's
right?
such a relief.
Yeah,
well, it happened because one time we went out to dinner with his family, and we were going to the bars, and all of a sudden my stomach started turning really bad, and I'm like, oh,
screws are loose,
and I'm like, oh my god, this is really. It's like one of those, like bubble I'm gonna have guts. To take my shirt off, and I'm gonna get. I got the meat sweats. Like,
oh boy,
this
those
is bad.
Are bad ones.
So I go to the bathroom. Nothing. I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, no, I can't go here. This is gonna be too bad. So I come out, and I'm like, my stomach really hurts. Like I'm trying to tell him, like my stomach. He's like, okay, we'll leave soon. I'm like, no. My stomach really hurts. And he's like, all right, we'll leave in a little bit. And I'm like,
I'm about to shit.
Yeah, like I'm like, okay. And then I'm like giving him that look like we get in the car, and I'm like, listen, I go, okay? I said, I go, okay? I go to the bathroom. I do it. And I'm going to go right here. I took my shoes off. Like I was like,
she was, this is
like,
a bad
I was
one.
Ready. I was like, I took my shoes off. I rolled up my pants. I rolled up my sleeves. I was like,
go in the restaurant.
I needed time.
I feel
and
that.
So that after that, I was like, we're good.
That's
good.
That's the worst of the craps.
Yeah, and I was like, listen, I go to the bathroom.
I say to my boyfriend, I call it craps now. I say, I got a crap, so it's funny. Yeah. And he thinks it's funny for some reason. So I'm like, oh yeah, this is great.
I just say, I gotta go to the bathroom. It's an emergency. I gotta go.
When you said I go, I thought you were telling him like, I go. Like you're gonna leave. I go.
You stay, I go.
No, I meant like I go to the bathroom, okay? Like I'm me and I go to the bathroom.
I go. It's girls poop too.
Yeah, and now I've never once have said that to a boy. Nothing ever.
Yeah, we had a friend that dated a boy for 5 years and never told him, never farted in front of him,
and so crapped. I never did either until it accidentally happened. And I was like, oh my God, so
we should
freeing.
Be grateful for that.
We were, laughing so hard because the way it happened. Oh my God, I can't even believe I'm
talking
about
this. You're like a
bridezilla. Because usually I would like hate, I would usually hate this talk, but oh, this yeah. like was funny. I was on the Barstool Sportsbook on my phone in Jersey. I was. Viva. And I was playing.
Company
I was playing blackjack on my phone.
Viva.
And I won. And I got so excited. Like, I was like, yes! And at the same time.
You farted?
I farted. Oh, no. It was so funny that it happened at that time that there was no way we couldn't laugh. And then so.
Wait, was it a loud fart?
It was heard. And I was going to act like.
Celebratory fart.
Yeah, it was like, yes. And then.
Were you at the work with
no,
everyone?
No. This was
at the dinner?
No, in comfort. Comfort of our own.
Okay, good.
And yes. And now it's not like I go out of my way to do it. Like I'm not just gonna start doing it now. But like if it happens, it happens.
It happens.
Whatever.
Yes.
And
everybody too.
And
I think
I really had
people
to
go out of their way to fart.
Oh my God, I hate
my
that.
My ex-boyfriend would be like, "Oh, look at this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna fart on my boyfriend."
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. That's
one time he showed me a video.
That's I can't get on board.
My ex-boyfriend would make here's an ick.
Like be classy about it.
He would make compilations of his farts and post them to TikTok. Post
Ew.
For the public.
Ew.
He made me watch a 1-minute and 20-second video.
He would
of his
fart
fat.
You and him would probably date really well. He would like make the longest farting videos ever.
Ew.
No,
I hate that.
I don't like that.
No
I like
way.
A fart joke, and okay. the sound of a fart makes me laugh every time. But if you're like farting all the time, that's nasty.
Yeah. Or like, come here, let me give you a noogie and fart on you. Like,
no, absolutely not.
Ew. I can't get on board. I'm sweating. I can't get on board with any of that.
Don't.
But if you're classy about it,
if
you're cute and classy about it, like, then fine.
A little too.
Like, ew, I hate that word.
I saw a clip. It's like this. Two black guys have a podcast and they were like, yeah, white people just like love swearing, but they swear differently.
Yeah, they cursed him and said, fuck.
Yeah, like, fuck. Yeah. And then they were like, and I've never heard a motherfucker say poop before until I met a white person. He's like, I was 8 years old saying I gotta rip a shit.
I gotta puke.
Yeah, well,
like,
I'm never saying that or shit. Like, I'm just saying I gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah. If I have to pee, I'll say poop. I have to pee.
I'm saying crap.
But if I have to go to the bathroom, poop. See, now I'm doing it.
As the official golf cart of the Barstool Classic, Easy Go golf carts are built to perform. Built to outlast. And built for a smooth ride, even in the deepest rough. Whether you're on the course or out on the town, with Easy Go, it's good to go. For a limited time, request a quote with code BARSTOOL to get $1,000 off a new 2024 golf cart at EasyGo.com. One more time, that's $1,000 off with code BARSTOOL at EasyGo.com when you request a quote.
I've been too honest where I'd like to rail it in. Like,
oh, yeah. I gotta take a railing on steamy shit.
Well, I was out recently with the fellas and Brianna wasn't there for whatever reason. And we were waiting in line for drinks and the line for drinks was really, really, really long. The bathroom was short line. And I was like, all right, they won't notice if I go to the bathroom really quick because I really gotta go. And
taking a shit at the club.
Oh, totally! I take the shit out of the club all the time, and that's because of the bad stuff.
I get shit at the,
yeah,
shit at the club.
I
and
the
how
club.
Good does it feel when you execute it so smoothly?
Oh my god!
And it comes.
Yeah.
You sit down, comes right out,
yeah,
and you're like,
flush right away,
run
and it's
out,
like, boom,
wash
yeah.
your hands, maybe.
This wasn't the case.
Oh, it was a long shit.
It was a long. They're like, oh, where no. were you? I was like, yeah, I was ripping a shit.
You know,
it's
what?
One of the guys.
Really bullshit. Like, we have to deal with wiping. Like, yeah. I think wiping is the most annoying thing we do as humans.
Mm-hmm. I find it weird that men don't wipe the tip of their penis, though. Because it's like, there's pee on it.
Yeah. Liver King doesn't wipe when he shits.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
He doesn't have to.
It's solid. It's solid.
Ew.
That's,
oh, it just comes out clean?
Your diet is so healthy that
ghost
it comes
poop?
Out a clean turd. Like an animal, like a primate, like primal instincts. And
you
don't even got to wipe.
More
I don't believe
turd.
That for a second.
So it just comes out solid turd, like a cat.
Ugh.
They don't wipe.
Ghost.
Your cats mm-hmm. pooped a lot when they were at my house.
My cats crap.
Guys, let's move on from the conversation.
Right, yeah,
like,
for sure.
I said I was comfortable.
Yeah,
with
we don't
like,
want to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, we totally got super, super comfortable with that.
Do
crap
you feel guilty about your poops? That's another one.
Yeah, what are your guilty pleasures?
What am I guilty
for? Or what are you just guilty about right now?
What am I
guilty?
Sorry.
Missed
the table.
Oh my God. I tried to slam.
I don't think I
guilty.
Feel guilty about anything in particular right now, I guess.
That's good.
I feel like people try to make me feel guilty about things that
yeah.
I don't feel
don't
guilty about.
Don't feel guilty about nothing.
How about you?
What am I feeling maybe guilty
if you,
for?
If you say something, something will spark in my head.
We went from giving thanks to giving guilt.
Yeah.
Guilt.
Oh, I'm just guilty from whatever I was saying this weekend at that bar on Thanksgiving Eve.
I saw a TikTok that was like, I feel like such a horrible human being the day after I go out and I've just been spreading gossip and rumors all night long.
Oh my
like,
God.
You don't even mean it.
Yeah.
You don't even mean it.
It's like, how do I tell myself I'm a good person when all I do is spread
when I've
rumors.
Just spread.
Oh, I saw that too. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I was spreading rumors, but I was totally just, I'm just guilty. Almost more, I feel guilty for myself. I'm like, why'd you have to do that to yourself?
Mm. Oh, I feel guilty about my dog. I guess.
Oh, but he's.
But he's so. No, that's the thing. I feel guilty, but I'm like, he's so happy and he's in such a better.
Living his best life.
He's living
he's
his best
magical
life.
Powers from
and
it.
Like. Yeah. My, and also, I think it was a blessing that I got him because my childhood dog passed around the same time.
Fenway,
that
right?
Yeah, Fenway.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Passed around the same time I brought Norman home to my house. Mm. And so I feel like it was like a good thing for my mom and dad who like, we're going to, and then now they love Norman. But I feel guilty because I see people all the time being like, oh, like, you know, you got rid of Norman. I'm like, I didn't get rid of Norman though. Like, it's just, he's in a better
shape. When I went on tour with my cats, they were like, oh, you just fucking left your cats with your boyfriend.
Just, yeah, he's just better. He better.
People always
he didn't,
opinions.
He honestly, like, the city life wasn't even for him. Like, he was,
he couldn't
he
run.
He had to
he
hear all the people.
He was all near the graveyard.
It's too loud. It's
too loud. His mind was going crazy with all the dead spirits around.
That's why he was always looking at me like that.
Yeah, yeah. And no, but ever since, he just is so happy at my house and so happy in Florida. So, sometimes I feel guilty, but then most of the time I'm like, no, he's really happy. It's not like I literally gave him away to some random people.
No,
like,
you gave him
I see him all
pops.
The time.
It's an Italian family.
He's helping all those, what are they, snowbirds when you go from
the
north to south?
Snowbirds, yeah.
He's giving
and
all those snowbirds some love because a lot of them lose their wives, their husbands, you know, because they're older.
Yeah.
So he's like really helping them out down there.
My parents are 50 something.
I'm talking about. Didn't you say it's like an older community?
Oh yeah, they see him and they're happy.
They feel at peace when they see him.
They lock eyes and it's like your wife loves you.
Yeah. What do you feel guilty about?
I feel guilty all the time. I don't know. It's that Irish guilt. Mm-hmm. It's I mean that Catholic guilt. Catholic guilt.
So people always bring up Catholic guilt. I don't think I have it.
It's like instilled into you because sins are things that make you feel good.
Yeah.
I've never felt that, and I'm maybe people might call me selfish, but
maybe you went to a good Catholic school.
I also would say I'm a very giving person as well, but some things I'm like, if this makes me happy, then I'm probably just gonna do it.
Yeah,
which people I guess would say that's selfish.
No, but Catholic, like growing up, whenever you did something like Grace said that was good, or at least my priests made it feel like that's bad. You can't do that. You can't feel good. So then whenever something makes me feel good, I'm like, oh, I got that Catholic guilt.
Maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Maybe. Or maybe we just had bad people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you really guilty for? No murder.
All charges.
Yeah.
I'm guilty on all charges. Manslaughter, attempted murder.
Arson.
And
I'm the arson.
Pornographic videos. I was selling them on the street.
Meat?
I was selling them on the street.
Grace is beating her meat dry.
It was a real lonely weekend.
It's getting wasted.
A real lonely life.
Just kidding.
What's your guiltiness?
I feel like I have just like an overhead guilt at all times.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
You, I think you posted on TikTok. You were like, I feel like I have something to feel weird about. And it's just like, I don't know what I feel guilty about. I just always feel like I'm doing something wrong.
I feel like I always feel like I'm going to get in trouble.
Yes.
And I always feel like
I'm going to get in trouble.
I mean, something's on the to-do list and I'm not checking it.
Or like I'm disappointing someone in some way. And I'm like, I got to make sure I'm making everyone feel okay.
I feel that. Not the trouble. I don't feel like I'm going to get in trouble. But I do feel like I don't. I'm always thinking I'm doing something wrong, like to my friends or something.
Yeah.
And I
oh my God,
I'm like, did I do something wrong?
Yeah.
Like, what did I do?
I'm the type of friend that'll be like, are you mad at me if my friend like looks the other way?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And like, I get that.
Yeah.
That, like all the time, I'm like, what did I do? Like, I cry because I feel so bad. And I'm like, what did I do?
Me.
Right. Like, oh my God, like this one little comment I made, like ruined my life.
Yep.
Like I just, and then I go down a spiral. I'm like, oh, it feels like I'm the worst friend ever.
Yeah. I get really, sometimes I get the existential guilt where I'll be like, just sitting there and I'll think, damn, my parents are going to die and I totally didn't treat them right. And I'm going to call them right now. Yes. I get that guilt a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Especially when you go like home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's just
stuff,
like out of nowhere.
Like, shit.
My dog's not dying. Good and I'm of like, a young dude, kid. I didn't walk her enough. Yeah. I'm like, damn, yeah. Brianna, come on.
That's something I'm guilty about right now. My grandma's got shingles. She's not doing so good. She's poor thing. And I haven't called her.
Your grandmother has shingles too?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Everyone has shingles right now.
Yeah. Who else does?
Grandpa. Pa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They gotta get together, those two.
You gotta call your... Just call
her. I gotta call her.
You just brought up calling her, so just call her.
I gotta call her.
You're not gonna. Call her.
I'm totally gonna call her.
You haven't called her?
I feel guilty. Call your grandmother. I talked to her on FaceTime, but I didn't give her a one-on-one, you know?
Call her a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's guilt.
You have any guilty pleasures?
Not
as deep? I prick my nose a lot. I don't prick it, I pick it.
You
pick
it? Oh my God, I love talking about picking my nose. That is a guilty pleasure.
But poops where you draw the line.
Like, have you ever eaten your boogers?
No, have you?
You've never eaten your boogers?
I've never eaten my
boogers. Never tried it as a kid?
No.
I'm getting deja vu. Why?
I know, I feel like we've talked about picking our nose before.
Deja vu is a good thing.
Really?
Yeah, it means you're supposed to be here.
Did Norman tell you that?
You've never eaten your booger before?
No, when have you?
Totally, all the time. Not now. Not now.
As a definitely kid. Not now. Okay.
not now. I was dared in this office last year to eat my booger, and I did. But that wasn't
boogers.
Like,
that
I
was on my
to.
Super yucky things. Boogers really gross me out. Like, I can't look at my boogers, but I could pick them all day.
Oh, boogers don't gross me out though.
I put them behind my headboard.
But you never even tried to eat them, like as a kid. Oh, I definitely tried.
Yeah,
as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Salty treat.
I like to eat my tears when I cry.
Yeah, that's what my dad used. My dad would say, if your boogers are salty, that means that you're eating good. Oh, like, that's disgusting.
That is disgusting. I'm proud then.
Yeah.
I haven't tried one recently, but.
So what's your guilty pleasure?
Eat your booger right now.
No, you're the booger eater, not me.
This is a dare.
This is not a dare. You could start a rumor that I eat my boogers.
That's not that big of a deal.
Just because you eat your boogers doesn't
mean I don't eat my boogers now. I just last did year. When I was a kid, and last year I did it as a dare.
Who dared you?
PFT? No. It was a Devin thing. We were talking about eating boogers, and I was...
Oh, Devin Rascal.
Yeah.
Booger talk.
Classic.
You're the boogie man.
Yeah, yeah. It's all right.
Classic Devin.
It's all right. It's all right.
So what's everyone's guilty pleasure?
I'd say when I'm hungover, I'll say, you gotta feel good. You don't deserve this. So you do deserve... like $200 worth of food. So I will DoorDash all day long.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't do that anymore, though.
I guess shopping is my guilty pleasure.
Mm. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Because it feels so good in the moment. And then I get a pit in my stomach for like 2 days after.
Yeah. You really.
You
really
have a problem.
Yeah. You do.
You need a real
engine. You have a problem.
We're going to have a sit down.
Yeah. It's gotten better. It actually has gotten better. I used to be really bad. Like when we were in like Boulder-ish era, Louisiana era. That was so bad. I could not control myself. And I don't even have money to be spending. And I somehow find it. I don't know. I will say I've gotten a lot better with my ordering.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yes.
Until we have another shopping haul.
Until my Black Friday stuff comes in.
Yeah, we'll get one this
week.
That
was discounted.
We'll get one every day this week.
Okay, 30% off.
I'm trying
to think of my guilty pleasure.
I feel like I have so many guilty pleasures.
That's the thing. I feel like I'm just like a walking guilt. Like I just do things like, oh, this makes me feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty bad. I'll scroll on TikTok for like hours. Yeah. Oh, that's kind of embarrassing.
That's like a hobby for me though.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, I don't know if that's a bad.
But like, I love it. Like I love it. So it's like, oh, it's a real pleasure for me.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm guilty of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm thinking of pleasures, but I don't know if I feel guilty about them.
Mm. Yeah. Do I really want to do
this?
Oh,
I got one.
Yes, please.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes I will tweeze my pubes.
That's not crazy.
Does that not
hurt really bad?
It's just fun. Not all of it.
That's not that crazy.
That's not that crazy. I saw someone on TikTok said they did it too, and it had 100,000 likes, and I felt so good about it. Because I was like, I thought I was a really creepy person.
Do you guys smell your belly buttons ever?
I can't even reach there.
No, like you pick, like you put your finger in there and smell your belly button. You guys have never done that?
I'm sure I've dabbled.
I'm always sniffing my pits.
I think it came from getting my belly button pierced and like I would clean it all the time.
Mm.
And now it's just like one of those things that I do where I'm like
sniffing it. Yeah.
Just smell my belly button.
How come guys can always scratch their balls and sniff their hands? And then when we sniff our belly buttons, we're gross.
I didn't call you gross for doing that.
I know.
Do it right now.
Okay.
I don't like showing stomach on camera.
I feel like mine's really
sweaty
bad
right now.
Mine doesn't have really a smell. Mine smells pretty shallow.
Just like how it always does.
Just like how it always does.
I didn't shower, so I feel like mine would smell bad.
Just how I remember.
How did we get here? Bring me right back to my childhood. Yeah. So these are dirty guilty pleasures.
Yeah, that was
popping pimples.
Yeah.
But that's like,
I'm looking up guilty pleasures because I can't think of anything. There's indulging in dessert, reading sultry novels. That romance movie you watch over
my
and
guilty
over,
pleasure is having in. To have something sweet after I have something salty and then having to have something salty again.
Yes.
Yeah.
So going sweet, salty,
always
sweet, salty.
Sweet treat. Always need a sweet treat to end the night.
Always need a sweet treat, but then I have to have something salty after that. Mm. It's really just a never-ending cycle.
Lazy. I like to lay on the couch.
Just watch TV.
I just like to
see,
do
I feel
that.
Like these are just very normal guilty pleasures.
I think a lot of people think of guilty pleasure and they're like, oh, I love The Housewives.
Yeah.
That's just like normal to me.
That's work.
Just yeah, TV. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe I don't have too many guilty ones then, though.
Guilty pleasure is drinking, of course.
Yeah. That's just a pleasure.
I never really feel that guilty about it.
No.
Mine used to be smoking weed all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good.
We're addicted to the kush.
Yeah. I used to text you and be like, oh.
I know. We used to smoke in the office, and I would literally be so high, I would think that my hat was the roof on top of my head.
Yeah, she would text me and be like, there's a roof over my head, and it's my hat. And I'd be like,
raise the roof.
Such a bad influence. Like, she had just started working here. She's an intern. Stoked. And I'm like, please come outside. I look back and I'm like,
Gia walking around with a roof on her head.
I used to just smoke.
So stupid.
I used to smoke full backwoods blunts in the office. I probably smelled disgusting. Like, I just look back and I'm like, you were a filthy animal.
Oh, before Tico came, filthy. Because like, now, because you don't smoke anymore, whenever I smell weed, I'm like, oh, it's Tico, because she always has a blunt in her hand. But before Tico came, it was like you. If I smell weed, I'm like, oh, Rhea's been here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, I look back and I'm just like, oh, like, filthy animal, disgusting. Like, you just didn't need to do all that. Like, I honestly, I'm like, what was going on in my head? Nothing.
No,
nothing.
You were just chilling. You were figuring it
out. No, it wasn't chilling in my head. I was not chilling. Chilling at all.
I was the same way. Very anxious. And I always felt like when I was high, that's like when I was normal.
Yes.
But it should be the other way around.
Then I realized,
that's bad.
Oh, okay. I was actually probably really annoying to all the people around me because I was high all the time.
Yeah.
Because now when I'm around people who smoke all the time and I'm like, hello.
I mean, I could even see it in my friends' faces. Like, when we would be going out to dinner or just going somewhere and I'd be like, oh, shit, I got to smoke first. And then I'd be super high. And then we'd be walking there like looking at me. And I'm just like, I'm so high right now. I have nothing to say even. So we wouldn't even be talking. And they're like, God damn it. Like,
and then
with you because you're like a ghost.
Yeah. And then you have to say, I'm so high. And then when started realizing now when I hear other people say it, like, people I know who smoke, and they're like, I'm so high, and I'm like, cool. Like, are we gonna have
this conversation? Okay. So, how come when you smoke weed, it's like, oh, I'm so high, and it's like chill and cool, whatever. But it's like, but then we were talking about when we do Molly.
Weed's a gateway drug.
When we do Molly, we're like, oh, we're so happy. Like, it's crazy that we're just that happy on it. And then it's like, no, you're just high as a kite. But it's so less cool to be high on Molly than like to say,
you don't
want to
say I'm high on
weed. Right, like, oh my God, I'm rolling right now.
Yeah. But say I'm so high off Molly. It's like, oh, you're on meth. That's crazy. You're high out of your mind, high as a kite.
Do you remember when we did Molly? Well, the first time any of us did Molly was together.
I met all of you that day.
Yeah.
Well, no, we met. I met Gia that day.
Yeah, that was
great.
We met.
Great friends.
We met a lot. We met before that.
Yeah, no, it
but
totally was. Yeah.
We all did Molly for the first time together.
Yes.
That was special.
For the first time.
It changed my life in a couple good and bad ways.
Then,
wait, Rhea, that was your first time?
Yeah. That was great. It was awesome. Yeah. It was so awesome.
I remember standing next to Grace. I was like, something about her feels really nice.
All
I could talk about was Gia the next week. I was like, Gia's so cool.
Yeah,
when you're on Molly, you get that one person.
Yeah. I was like, Gia is so calm. Like, her vibe, she's just chill. Like,
that's
she's so calming to be around. Like, she's not freaking
say.
Out at all. She's just dancing. Like, she was just going like this the whole time. But then
we were so nervous to take it.
And she was like talking stuff. She's like, it's cool.
Right.
I always like being
based in college.
Yeah. The second time we did it was at Brooklyn Mirage, remember? And I literally was falling over and throwing
up. And then I threw up and left. I didn't even tell you guys I was leaving.
Everyone was holding me up.
It was bad.
Something happened where we took it. It hits me way quicker than everyone else. We took
it
in the Uber.
So, like, she took it, and five minutes later, she's like, whoa.
Well, you know what happened?
Really?
We got out of the Uber. A girl came up to me and said, can I take a picture with you? And I was like, yeah. The flash hit my eyes.
Men in Black.
And
like in a movie.
Immediately after that, I was like, guys, I'm really feeling it. So then
we had to hold her up. She had sunglasses
on. Yeah, they had to hold me up to get into Brooklyn Mirage. Like literally like drag. This is what's, I was going to say I never did it again after that, but I did do it. But like thinking back on this, like now I'm just like,
no, I didn't do it for a while after because this, night
this scared the shit out of me that I was, everything was like this. Like my eyes were like going in the back of my head and like they were literally carrying me into Brooklyn Mirage because I had to get past the ticket thing and to get water and like just basically puke to feel okay.
Yeah. It was on the other side.
They all like carried me in, whatever. I threw up a bunch. The people there were apparently, I don't even remember this, apparently really nice, gave me water. Then I had the best night of my life.
Oh,
like
awesome.
I was like immediately.
Right when she got good, I ran to the bathroom, projectile vomited. While I'm throwing up, a girl was like, can we take a picture? I'm like, are you serious? Like I'm projectile vomiting. And then I never came back. Right. I just left.
It was good though that it hit me quicker than everyone else so everyone could help me. Yeah. It sounds awful that I needed like everyone to help me, but such a scare. I look back on that, I'm like, no. Like that's so scary.
I remember Brianna telling me the story because like I was at home, whatever, and she's like, yes, Mirage, it's crazy. There's a whole designated section for
it. Was
to throw
awesome.
Up.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was. I had like such an awesome night after that, though. Like I was like, this is
that
fucking
was my
awesome.
First night at the Mirage.
That's when Mirage was at its good peak.
Yeah,
and it's all just kind of gone downhill from there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And you had to go. Nick was like coming off a flight or something.
Yeah, you went to go. Yeah,
he was going to meet
us at the concert.
Was
this Louis
the Child? Yeah.
Oh my God, that was the worst concert of my night. That, love my life. That's when I threw up in my hand running to the bathroom.
Yes, that's me.
Sprayed on people.
Yeah. And I texted
and then I got stuck in my elevator.
Yep.
You guys have bad Molly.
Yeah, that was a bad day.
Well, the music was so bad.
I don't really
and it wasn't even dark. I remember like it was like they didn't turn the lights down. So, like, I could see everyone's faces, and it was tweaking me out.
Yeah.
And Louis the Child played for, like, 90 minutes, and then some really, like, drum and bass, like, boom, 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 like, that kind of, like, Skrillex vibe. And
dubstep.
Yeah. I literally ran projectile vomited. It probably got on people. It was awful.
It got on a lot of people.
I felt so awful. I was like, oh, my God, everyone was taking care. I was that person where everyone had to, like, take care of me
and,
like,
carry
me.
It happens.
Yeah, but then it was, like, quick turnaround. Yeah. So all of a sudden, I was like,
yeah, it was good. What were we talking about before that?
Guilty pleasures.
Guilty pleasures doing Molly. Yeah. So honestly,
weed.
That's a really guilty pleasure for me.
I won't do it anymore.
I can't.
I don't do it anymore.
I won't. It scares the shit out of me. There's too much going on.
Now
there's
I
much
get
bad
the
stuff
down.
And things. And I just, no.
I've never gotten a come down before. So I was like, oh, I could do it all the time. And then I got my first come down. And I was like,
the next
you're
day
going
is,
to kill yourself, honey.
Yeah.
It
was like Tuesday,
the
they
next
say.
Day is fucking
it was
awful.
Like it takes a day and then on
it
Tuesday
took it was
sucks.
Like 2 weeks and I was like, oh, I'm depressed. I'm like, oh, but it's the Molly. But I took like 4 points in one night.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah. I went to DC and I literally couldn't leave my bed for like two weeks because I was so depressed after. Oh my God, it was awful. And I took like 3 points.
Yeah, like
the more you take, the worse it gets.
Fun. They just ruin
and,
you.
Yeah, and smoking helps me for my come downs, and I wasn't smoking. So it was just like 10 times worse. Ugh. And then after that, I was just like, you know what? I'm good. I'm done for a while. Yeah. Shrooms are just as fun,
I think
with a little drinking. I think that's the perfect combination.
Shrooms are great, but I just have been off the drug game for a little bit.
I think I'm
I just,
you.
I like just going out drinking and having a good night.
I like
and that's about it.
Yeah.
I like, I love my like sober state of like my day to day. I love my head.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this feels great.
That's nice.
Are you
I'm
agreeing
jealous.
With that?
Yeah, I'm starting to realize that I would, like, now I get anxiety so bad because I, like, drink and then I wake up the next day and I'm like, that's not even me. Like, I'm just, like, a drunk fool. Like, I like to get, like, 3 or 4 drinks in where I'm buzzing and it's, like, my best version of myself because I'm, like, loose and I'm, like, I'm not scared to joke around. I'm not nervous. But then, like, after that, I'm, like, I don't need to get wasted. Like, I just like to get buzzed up and chill with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to get blackout anymore.
So every day you like your head? What's that like?
I know.
Oh, in the
that's
day?
So
that's
nice.
What I'm talking
I
about.
I talking
she
about
said
drinking.
Every day she...
No, no, every day. Like, when I wake up, I, like, what's going on in here?
That's so
well, that's
sick.
25.
25.
Oh, I got to wait a year. Okay.
Yeah. That's when you 25. Turn 25.
That's 25.
Next October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Let's hope for that one coming soon. Yeah, I thought we were talking about two different things.
I want to know if any other 25-year-olds can back that one up.
I know. No, people are going to be like, oh, Rhea's so annoying. Like, she's so happy, whatever. But
I'm happy that you're happy.
I promise you that I was a little really miserable. I think it makes me in general.
All right, guys, quick commercial break. So if you've ever had unprotected sex, you forgot your birth control, had a condom broke, or you're just not sure, I can check every single one of those boxes off. We're excited to talk about a new company that is giving emergency contraception a much needed rebrand. I'm really excited about this. This is a new partnership that we have. So Julie is an FDA approved morning after pill that helps stop pregnancy before it starts. Julie is aiming to be the emergency contraception company for the next generation, one of learning and acceptance. So there's no stigma and there's no shame. It's not embarrassing. We're not going to go buy this. Everyone slips up. Everyone has a little bit of an oopsie. Why not have Julie help you with it? So when it comes to complex and stressful choices around your health, they believe women deserve products that are easy in every way, easy to find, easy to take, and easy to relate to, and just easy to understand. So Julie stops your body from releasing an egg using the same active ingredients as Plan B. So essentially, Julie works by preventing or delaying your ovulation. So with no egg, there's no fertilization, and there's no therefore no pregnancy. So it's no risk for future fertility, which I feel like there's a lot of like rumors around that. So there's no risk for future fertility. It works best when taken right away or within 72 hours of unprotected sex. You can find Julie at Walmarts across the US, or you can order online to have for the future just in case, which is probably smart. So it's legal in all 50 states. You do not need an ID, prescription, or credit card to get it, which is amazing. It's there for all of you women. You can go to juliecare.co to learn more or find Julie at your nearest Walmart today. That's juliecare.co to learn more. Make sure to check Julie out. Let's get back to the show. It makes me excited. I'm like, oh, someone can be like that. We can totally get there one day.
Oh, I love life.
That's good.
I just can't believe the secret to happiness is turning 25.
I would have never guessed that ever.
It's all uphill. It's all uphill, man.
Yeah, don't worry,
that's
guys.
Good. Yeah.
You guys gonna do a girls room after this? People wanted to talk about
girls room.
What goes on in
how
the girls room?
How about when we stopped and people thought, how about people thinking we hated each other for so long?
They every time, do? Like, I see that all the time where people just think, like, I don't, or like, we don't talk to each other, or like, I don't talk to other people. And I'm like, do you guys realize we see each other, like, all the time? Like, we see each other every day.
Yeah.
And, like, we just don't feel the need to post about it all the time.
I know. Mm-hmm. And you saw more of us together because we had a podcast together.
Right. Until you saw us all the time.
It was, like, it was just different.
I promise we don't hate each other. Yeah. And the girls' room was just hard because we're like, can we do it now? Oh, you're going to record that. I'm going to record this. And
we
then by the time.
Schedules
and then
now.
By the time the day ends, you're like, I don't feel like doing anything at all.
And that's the thing about here is, like, if you're working with a certain group, you're working with them, you spend a lot of time with them.
Yeah.
It's like hard to get.
No, but
to
I've seen
else.
That even about people being like, oh, like, Rhea and Devin were so close, and like, they don't. I'm like, we're still so close. We just don't post all the time.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. Like, we're just. Everyone's together. All this. Me and Fran, too. People always say me and Fran hate each other. And, like,
people say me and Grace hate each other.
And we're like, what?
Yeah, I hate that.
Where is everyone getting this? Like, me and Fran have worked together for 6 years. I've never had a problem.
Yeah.
Like, that's almost unheard of with girls. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, you think we would, like,
you guys are like sisters just as much as me and Francesca are sisters.
You would know a little bit more if we hated each other.
You'd be able to tell.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can pick up on that.
Yeah, but they think they can pick up on it. They think
they say that about
us
too.
You guys still just haven't picked up on the personalities.
It's a girl thing. I feel like with girl friendships, like, people are so quick to be like, oh my God, you guys must hate each other. Like, when I lived with 13 girls in college, people would always say to me, oh my God, you guys must fight so much. I'm like, no, we literally never fought. Yeah. Like, girls can get along and be friends and not always fight with each other. Like, of course people bicker, but it's like, that's a healthy relationship.
Yeah, I can't think of a time where a friend and I have actually gotten into a real fight. Like, of course we've bicker or like
fist fought.
Whatever.
Before,
yeah,
but
like,
it wasn't even a real fight.
Yeah.
There was
you did knock her out.
One time.
Erica was pissed.
one time. Oh,
that's
West,
a rumor.
The West. Yeah, that'll be fun. The West Coast tour. Where we did actually get into, like, a little bit of a fight.
Traveling gets on everyone's nerves.
Well, we pranked Fran, and
oh, she doesn't like the pranks.
No,
she's not a prankster.
It's not. And honestly, like, I did, like, I was like, I'm sorry, but I'm not. Like, it was that sort of thing because we were filming a vlog, and I was like, we kind of just need. And, like, I totally understood her point of view.
Yeah.
And
it a dirty prank?
No.
It was, like, something with the hotel,
yeah,
right?
So what we did was, oh, my God, she's really going to kill me after all this.
She's
going
to
be like,
listen to this or see any clips.
I doubt her on she will.
Yeah. But
why did Plan B block me on everything?
We're going to have a family meeting about this.
We had to film 5 vlogs in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we're like, all right, what do we do? And so me.
You got a prank.
Me, Devin, and Noah were pranking people on the phone. We were just like, we were so, you know, you're just
You've been pranking me on the phone lately?
No, you guys
fucking. Josh Richards,
you guys,
number?
No, you guys fucking pranked me. Whoever
that is,
me,
I'm
going
to fucking find you and kill you, though.
Prank you? Remember, you guys pranked me and had to call each other?
Oh, yeah. Who'd we have you call?
Fran.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, oh, yes. But then I called her and she was like, I didn't call you. It was a whole thing.
That was her two-way favorite thing to do for a little bit of time.
We were prank calling people. We prank called another girl we worked with. And then we were like,
let's Bill, who was it?
Whatever. Then we were pranking. We were pranking all people. And so we were like, wait, let's prank Fran.
Obviously.
And so, but Fran felt left out because she thought that we all ganged up. But she didn't know that
you
we had started
individually.
Out. Pranking others in the group first, and then we just made our
she
way
thought it
to
was
her.
A war
we thought that
Fran.
We all just like ganged up against her. Yes. So on the out, like I could see that coming
she
from her side.
Yeah, totally.
So I felt bad about that, but that just wasn't the case. We were like slowly making our way through the group of like pranking people, and we were. It was a time where they were like really, you know, like when they're like with the expenses, like you have to be so specific, like
yeah.
whatever. Mm-hmm. And
Brad has never expensed anything.
Neither have I.
Neither have I.
Neither have I. I'm so bad at that. So
I don't know how to do
we
it.
Told her that we had someone call her. It was me pretending to be.
She didn't know your voice?
No, which was shocking. Pretending to be the new expense lady who lives in Wisconsin or whatever.
Prank.
Saying that she had a bunch of charges to her room in San Diego or Scottsdale. We were in Scottsdale. Can't remember where we said it was. Oh, in Scottsdale. Of like all these crazy charges to her room. Like she got the most expensive sushi. She got a massage to her room. Like all this stuff. And said that like Erica's like really cracking down. I'm like, this whole thing. And she totally bought it. And I told her. And I was like, well, if you could go down to the front desk and like talk to someone here. And so we all ran to the, and she was like, yes, I'll go immediately. And so we all ran to the front desk with a camera and watched her go up to the receptionist to talk about
That's
her charges. And then we popped out and no bueno. There's a vlog if you want to watch it.
This
but,
is on video?
Yeah.
Did so it get uploaded?
It's on Chicks in the Office. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We had to cut out like the ending part, but yeah, it did get uploaded and she was not happy at all. And then obviously we felt really bad. But then one side of me was like, listen, we have to make like content here, like make videos, and like we're kind of running low on shit to make here, so we had to come up with something. But also I understand your point of view where like you feel like everyone was just like ganging up on
you.
But also we were pranking other people like in the group, and it was a whole thing. But we still made the video because
I
we spent
check
all
that out.
Time
that's
on,
funny
yeah
that's
and
funny.
That was the one time I can remember that we really like went back and forth a little bit. Mm. That was, and that's pretty harmless.
Yeah.
In 6 years, course. Like just like a prank ending up being a fight. Like,
yeah. That's just sisterly prank shit.
You know what the best prank ever was? Is if you can take someone's phone and pretend you're off their account.
What do you mean?
Like
post off
like
their
post
account.
Off their
oh,
account.
Oh,
pretend
you know what I
did?
Oh,
yeah.
My
God.
My dad.
That's always good.
I changed, you know when you can change a word in your phone?
Yes.
So when you type it, it says something else.
Mm-hmm.
I changed that in my dad's phone. For when he was text, for when he wrote okay, it would be like fuck you, and he wrote that back to his boss on accident.
Oh no!
That's, and I was like,
you're
this is
bad
awesome.
Prankster. You liked that? You were like, this is good.
Well, I thought it was funny.
Did Daddy get in trouble?
No, they were close.
I was
oh, sure. I didn't mean
trouble.
To say fuck you. My phone just
my phone slipped.
My
up.
Finger slipped.
My daughter did that. Your daughter's 25.
This was years ago.
I totally.
Do you guys remember Formspring?
He did.
Oh, wait, why do I
my life.
Why do I kind of remember that? Explain
so
it.
So I didn't have Formspring, but it was like you would have a page and then people could
FM.
Yeah, yeah. And
another
then,
version of that.
Yeah, and then people could comment anonymous things to you.
Yes, I do remember.
I didn't have one, but my brother went on my sister's
so mean.
And wrote like mean things to her. Like and my
well,
I remember my sister getting like really upset, and then my brother was like, it was me, and she was I remember being like, what the fuck? Like
the
she
fuck,
was
man.
Like she was so upset that she thought people in her grade were writing stuff about her. It was just my brother.
I would be relieved.
Yeah, that
though.
Would be relieved.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, oh,
yeah.
I would send myself bro. Questions. Like, who are your best friends?
Like, well,
because like it always stirred the pot,
yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
That's I funny. Feel like I've talked about mine before. Mine was just a bully wall.
Oh yeah.
It was crazy.
And yeah. Some kid left it
oh yeah.
He forgot to click anonymous.
So he wrote, how much do you weigh? Hmm. Always
oh
been a chubby child.
Fuck that kid.
Yeah,
that's
that was
awful.
Kane. That was we were on
was
field trip.
Many.
I remember,
yeah.
And he was like, "Fuck." suck. And I'm like, dude, you're, first of all, an asshole and you're an idiot. If you're going to be a bully, at least be good at it.
I know.
You just left it, your name in it?
Yeah. Idiot.
You moron.
Fucking moron. I stole my mom's account once and I went on a big tangent on Facebook and said, you know what? It is so screwed up. You know, the kids these days, they don't get to have the good old-fashioned corn that we once had. You know, the corn hasn't been good since the fucking 80s. And, like, I went, like, it was a whole paragraph, and it was, like, #, make corn good like the 80s. And she left
You're
it up there.
That good
she thought
fight.
It was funny. Yeah.
Fighting that good fight.
It's just the corn fight.
It's, like, silly.
You're the original
pranks.
Corn kid.
Yeah.
That's great. Cool. Speaking of crazy weird things, you guys want to read our stories?
Oh yes.
You're gonna go first.
Really?
Yeah, the guest always goes first.
Really?
We have so many
that's
guests.
How it goes. Okay, guests, especially really. In this studio.
So we're back to the stories. We haven't done it in like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's G, so you pick the words. What are they?
It's Gabby Hanna.
Mm-hmm.
Graveyard and gun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. I'm really excited for this. Okay. I'm not lying, I do this on my spare time.
Oh, I
like
love
I'll be
this.
Laying in bed like with Marty and I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna go first, like I'm gonna make up a story and then
I love
you
that.
Go and I'm like, what'd you think? Like, it's really just the most simple thing in the world. We're like, I just like love making shit up in my head and then I make him do it and he's like, I'm just not as good. I'm like, it's okay. All right.
I thought you memorized it. I thought you weren't going to read it.
Oh, no.
I didn't see you come in with anything.
I honestly could.
I was like, that's crazy.
I could just do it off the top of my head, but I won't.
We texted Rhea that we were doing this last night, and she goes, oh, my God, yes, I love these.
You
yes,
understand.
My favorite thing to do in the
I
world.
I literally, I like was like I said to Martin, I'm like, guess what? And he's like, that's your favorite thing. And I was like, yes, I'm so excited. And then I sent it to chicks in the office, and I was like, guys, I'm so upset, like this is my dream segment, why didn't we think of this? And no one answered me because they're
like, what?
Yeah, it's kind
like,
of a weird segment. Yeah. But it's fun.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
I just want to make sure my throat's clear, like I don't want to have any hiccups during this, like, yeah. I want to
put my tinnitus.
Like, I don't want to burp in the middle.
Don't get some tomatoes. No, yeah, I definitely have typos. Mine's really bad. I hope yours is
good. Mine's terrible. I just wrote it now.
Mine's so good.
Okay, good.
I just burped because I wrote to let it out.
Okay,
ready?
Yes.
How long are your yours?
How long is yours? Oh, yeah. Yours is the longest.
Fuck.
I'm excited.
That's good. That's
no,
good.
This is good.
Gia,
mine is always
listen?
Super long.
I'm listening.
Okay. I want, like, everyone's reaction.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the mood? Like, how should we be feeling? How do you want us to react to it? Is this an immersive story? Is it a sad one?
I the way I tell it, I feel like it's very... I don't want to tell you
seductive.
If it's sad or anything yet.
Okay,
like,
but we
no,
should
it's not
feel
seductive,
it.
But I want you guys to fully captivate yourself.
Okay.
Before, and like... envision it.
Everyone listening to
it. Okay.
I would like to say that I think I'm a good storyteller, so let me know after.
Okay.
If you think I'm awful.
Okay.
I'll take my time with it too, if that's okay with everyone.
Yeah, no, this is your time to shine.
All right. It was a hot Saturday in June when little Michael decided he wanted to make his first lemonade stand of the year. He jumped out of bed, sprinted downstairs to his mom, and said, Mom, today's the day, my first lemonade stand of the year. Michael's mom, Miss Applebottom, yes, Miss, because she's divorced, said, Michael, you know I always let you do your first lemonade stand when school is out, and you have one more week of school left. Next week, you can have your first one. Mm-hmm. Michael pouted his way all the way back upstairs while huffing the words, fine, you bitch, under his breath. Michael was an angry, misunderstood kid who showed glimmers of light, like when he wants to make a lemonade stand. Mm-hmm. Bored out of his mind because his mom won't let him do what he wants, he decides to scroll on TikTok while laying in bed. He sees one of his favorite creators named Gabby Hanna is having a meet and greet later today and decides if he's not going to be able to have a lemonade stand, then his mom must take him to see his favorite creator, Gabby Hanna.
Of course.
Michael once again jumps out of bed, sprints downstairs and says, Mom, since you won't let me do what I want today, is there any way you could take me to a meet and greet for my favorite creator? Miss Applebottom is annoyed at this request, hesitant to ask, but wanting to please her son. She says, who is it? Michael says, her name is Gabby Hanna. I swear she's cool. Miss Applebottom says, you know what? Fine. I'll take you. Where is it, son? Michael says, well, there's just one thing, Mom. The meet and greet is at the graveyard where Dad was buried. Miss Applebottom takes a deep breath, pauses, and says, you know what? We haven't visited your dad in a while. Mm. Maybe we should go. Mm. We'll visit your dad and you will get to see your favorite creator. Mm. Let's do it. Michael jumps up. He jumps up with glee. He runs upstairs to put on his Saturday best and runs right back downstairs straight to the car to go. Miss Applebottom grabs her purse, gives it to Michael and says, go put this in the car. I just have to go to the bathroom real quick. Mm. Miss Applebottom then goes to the bathroom, gets in her car, and they're on their way. Michael requests they play him and his dad's favorite song on the way there. Busta Move starts playing on the radio.
Hey.
You can tell Miss Applebottom isn't the happiest right now, but at the end of the day, she's just trying to make her best to make her kid happy in this lonely world they're living in together. Mm-hmm. You know.
We know.
They arrive at the graveyard where Gabby Hanna is set up to have a meet and greet. Michael unbuckles his seatbelt and says, "Look, Mom, there's no line. Let's go." Michael goes to grab the purse for his mom, but she quickly says, "No, I'll take that."
Oh, no.
They approach the setup slowly, but Michael can't seem to contain his excitement. He runs up to Gabby and says, oh, my God, Miss Hanna. I'm so happy you're having this meet and greet, but I must tell you, this is where my dad was buried. Gabby turns to Michael and says, "Is your dad Mr. Applebottom?" All excited, Michael says, "Yes, yes, that's him." Gabby says, "Well, Michael, I knew your dad." Pow, pow, gunshot. There, Mrs. Applebottom stands, holding a gun in her hand as she just shot Gabby Hanna. Yes, that's right. Gabby Hanna is who Mr. Applebottom cheated on Mrs. Applebottom with. Michael starts crying and screaming. "Mom, Mom!" Mrs. Applebottom says, "Calm down, son." Michael says, "Not you, bitch. I'm talking to Gabby. She was going to be my new mom." Michael runs over to Mrs. Applebottom, spits in her face, grabs the gun out of her hand and shoots her. Now Michael is left with no moms. The end.
Wow.
Shot his mom. I missed that.
Yeah. Shot his mom.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
You have a really good storytelling voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I felt like somebody was reading me a children's story.
Thank you.
All the guns and murder. Scary.
Did you feel it was creative?
Yes.
Would you?
I pictured it. All of it.
Can you rate the story?
We never rated them before, but we could rate them. We could rate yours if you want.
Yeah, I'd like that.
We'll rate all of our guest stories.
I like constructive criticism.
I think it was really good, but I don't know. I can't give you a 10 because it's like you need.
You don't have to give me a 10.
But I would truly give you a 9.2.
Wow. Mm. Thank you.
Or like an A-.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say A.
If you were taking my class in college, you would be getting a 3.8.
GPA. Out of 4?
3.8 out of 4.
Thank you.
That's good.
Is that how they rate college shit?
I think so. I don't know. I dropped out.
But
we all did.
Yeah.
Cool. But that was great. That was fantastic.
Guys. Thank you. Good.
Of course.
Good twist.
Good
job,
that was a good twist.
That was a great twist.
Could be a future film.
I knew the purse had something.
Oh, yeah, the purse.
Something about the purse.
Gun coming.
Yeah.
I knew it.
That Mrs. Applebottom.
I can't believe he shot his own fucking mother.
I can't believe it either.
Gabby Hanna.
My story's a lot really worse and crazy. And I'm sorry. Okay.
I felt like I had a booger the whole time, like about to fall out of my nose.
I would have got it for you.
And, and honestly, there was when I took my pictures in preschool, you know, picture day, I had a booger hanging out of my nose.
Oh, I couldn't Photoshop it for the little. It's kind of cute though for a kid.
No, but like now we have the big one in my house. You can see my booger.
Oh, that's funny for when your boyfriend comes over and look at my little girl. Look at little Rhea. And you're like, no, I'm big Rhea, bitch.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, ready for this craziness? I'm sorry.
Let's go.
What are you apologizing for?
It's really bad.
This is your imagination.
Okay.
Pop, pop!
Two bullets pierce the glass of a New York bodega, and a hooligan with a Gabby Hanna mask on barges through the doors. "Hands up where I can see them, willy-nilly motherfuckers!" The hooligan screams. The store clerk listens to the hooligan's orders and throws his hands in the air. "Now wave them like you just don't care." Hey. The hooligan pulls his Gabby Hanna mask off and reveals his face. It's Ashton Kutcher. "You're on punked, bitch," Ashton yells at the store clerk. The store clerk is still shaking and points to the ground. "What's going on? It's just a prank, bro," Ashton asks. "You shot my grandmother." The store clerk points to Granny's body on the floor. Granny is lifeless on the ground. Ashton starts sweating and pacing. "No, no, there's no way, bro. I thought they were fake bullets. Alec Baldwin lent me the gun." Pop, pop! More bullets pierce the glass windows of the bodega, and a man comes flying through the windows. He rolls in ninja style into the middle of the store. He dramatically turns around and locks eyes with Ashton. "I'm John Quinones, and you're on What Would You Do?" John pulls out his rifle
and
points it at
the collaboration.
It's going. This is where it gets crazy. Okay. So
This is where it gets crazy.
Oh, yeah. "I'm John Quinones, and you're on What Would You Do?" John pulls out his rifle and points it at Granny's body, shooting her 6 more times. "Now, Ashton, what would you do?" Ashton faints and falls backwards. He hits his head off the cranberry sauce cans. It's a fatal blow. Pop, pop!
More glass shatters, and a man on a skateboard comes cruising in. It's Rob Dyrdek. What the fuck happened, John? Rob screams. He fainted, Rob. I knew this was a bad idea. I knew it. You just needed to keep MTV alive so badly. Rob?
John's heated.
Oh, fuck off, John. You knew that a ridiculousness, what would you do in punked crossover, would be epic. Rob yells. Granny stands up and asks for her day's pay for being a prop body. John slides her a 20 and she scrams. We gotta hide the body, Rob. Let's bring him to the graveyard. Nobody will suspect a thing. John and Rob carry Ash into the graveyard and bury him. Every show on MTV was canceled the next day, and the two are in prison for life.
That was great.
Fantastic.
Okay.
That was so sweet, like a Hannah Montana.
Yeah, it was like a crossover episode.
I loved the crossover. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Because I was like, there's going to be more crossover.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Rob Dyrdek, I saw him on TikTok today. He went on the Impulsive podcast.
Oh, really? He did. What's he got to say?
He said that Jake Paul started Team Ten House because of Fantasy Factory, and then he called Rob Dyrdek and was like, I'm gonna be a billionaire, bro, come down. And Rob's like, no, bro, I'm 40. I'm
coming. He didn't pull a Jason Nash.
No, he didn't.
I don't want to read mine.
But you have to.
You guys were so good.
Yours is so good.
And it's not.
Oh, she pulls it out of her pocket. Oh.
I wrote it.
Nothing better handwritten.
I wrote it. I felt like, and this is nobody's fault but my own, but I ran out of time and I wrote it in this room before we started recording and everyone was talking and I felt like I was taking a test back in high school before I got medicated. Okay. So I couldn't concentrate. This is brain fog. Watch your fucking back, Gabby Hanna screams as she trudges through the city streets. Mm. Who is she shouting this at, you may ask? Absolutely fucking no one. Abby has been known for years in the community as the top G until now. Andrew Tate has filed a lawsuit against Gabby for the use of the name. But unfortunately for him, you can't sue a person for being a living, breathing wisetale. Gabby rarely ever sleeps. But when she does, you can find her snoozing upside down in a willow tree at any given graveyard, which is where she met her boyfriend, Lil Huddy. Ooh. But he sucks the life out of her. Given the chance, Gabby would love to be a nun, but she is no longer accepted into the church because she robbed a 7-year-old special needs boy at gunpoint. That's my story.
Interesting train of thought.
You got straight to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you were...
No details.
No, nothing. I didn't even have time to envision the story.
Just a summary.
Facts. Right. Those were just facts.
Yeah, that was like the back of the book.
Yeah.
That was a summary. I'm sure the story was great, though. The real book.
The full version. Yes, I probably won't read.
Yeah. Spark notes.
Yeah.
Those were good, guys.
Yeah, great job, guys. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, so I'm glad you could participate in the story. And I'm also glad you could participate in Plan B Uncut.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really happy I participated.
Do you think our vibes got better throughout the podcast?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think they needed to get up.
Yeah.
Just a little bit?
I hope, just a little bit. Mm.
What did you want us to have? Take our tits out? Oh, we could have taken Molly for you.
Well, she's not gay.
Yeah. Just Italian.
Yeah, exactly. We should put that on a shirt.
I think like the time is.
Yeah, I was gonna say the time.
But this is, you're not gay. You're Italian. This is your new thing.
Yeah.
This is not pervert. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's up to you, man.
Yeah,
I know you don't want anyone to think you're gay.
No, it's okay. I swear I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I swear. So they live together all the time.
Well, me and Brianna were not kissing last year.
No, I don't know that she has a waterfall pussy.
It's squirting.
Yeah, so that was the conclusion of this episode.
Yeah. I'm not gay, but Brianna made me squirt.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're all squirters, and that's
thank
big
you guys.
Rhea. Thank you for having us on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
We're gonna catch you next week.
Yeah. Say, give us an outro. Give them an outro.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching Plan B Uncut. Catch us next episode. We'll be talking about Grace again and her fight, and be prepared for that. That's next week. She's really ready to go. It's this Thursday.
Two episodes a week.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyways. Love you guys.
Yes. Love you, Big Rhea. And Fran, I hope you never listen to this.
Goodbye.
I'm going to go on her phone tonight and block everything.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. We're going to go block Fran.
It was all out of love. Thursday. Like, I don't think I said anything bad.
No, it's all love.
It's all love.
She does not live with Mincy. Okay?
She does not. She's not.
Tommy says otherwise.
Cut the cameras. Oh, she totally lives with
me. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.